A number of cities are going all out in efforts to lure Amazon. There's a big prize at stake. The online retail giant is planning to build a second headquarters, which could create up to 50,000 jobs. Milwaukee and Waukesha are among communities expressing interest, but in a far more low-key way. WUWM's Marty Michelson has the story.
Dozens of metropolitan regions are vying for Amazon's second corporate headquarters. To get the company's attention, some are going to great lengths. For instance, Arizona leaders shipped a 21-foot cactus to Amazon's CEO, and a Georgia community is offering to rename itself after the company. But Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett told reporters Wednesday that this region has a different style.
There were many cities that treated this like the old TV show, Let's Make a Deal, where they would dress up as a cactus, or they would walk around the site, or they would play all sorts of flamboyant games to get the attention of Amazon. We deliberately did not take that route.
Barrett says Milwaukee didn't have to resort to gimmicks because the bid for Amazon's second headquarters speaks for itself. He says southeastern Wisconsin has everything the company is seeking.
We're a major metropolitan area with a population over a million people. We have access to an airport that serves all the communities that Amazon wants to serve. We have a steady climate here in terms of both business climate and government climate.
Many of the Amazon jobs would be in technical fields. Barrett insists the region has the workforce needed to fill the thousands of posts. That's despite the fact that the Amazon facility would be built at the same time Foxconn is gearing up for its huge LCD screen manufacturing plant in Racine County. It could employ up to 13,000 people. Barrett says Amazon's headquarters would likely draw employees from the Milwaukee area, Madison, and Chicago, all places with a large student population.
And then locally is our strongest jewel with the universities and the colleges we have here that can produce the technical expertise that Amazon is looking for.
Barrett says local governments would provide tax incentives to Amazon. He says the amount would be determined through negotiations. The mayor and Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow are co-chairs of the regional development group, the Milwaukee Seven. Farrow says he thinks Amazon will appreciate the cooperative effort.
Working together, this M7 region can compete with any region in the entire country. And we've proven it, especially with Foxconn. And we're ready to do it again.
Farrow says the bid identifies multiple sites that M7 leaders have suggested as good locations for Amazon. He says he believes the company will be impressed by the area's business growth rate.
You can hear the noise around us, and it's exciting. I hear pounding that's going on. I hear growth that's going on. You see development that's going on here. We see the same thing happen in Waukesha. When you go to Kenosha, to Racine, Walworth, Washington, Ozaukee counties.
Reporter Sean Ryan of the Milwaukee Business Journal has been following the bid to lure Amazon. He says Metro Milwaukee has both pros and cons.
We're not as big as other cities. We don't have the same kind of available skilled workforce that a larger city might offer. It's probably also cheaper to do business here than it is to do business in Chicago or to do business in Austin or Denver.
Mayor Barrett and Waukesha County Executive Farrow turned in the region's proposal to Amazon Wednesday on behalf of the M7. The company has said it will decide where to build its second headquarters sometime next year. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.